children. Why?
I just want to see how it sounds.
You've got people going around here, as I know you. Hello, families. Merry Christmas. I'm Mr. Munch. I'm back again, my evil courses. Merry Christmas. Mr. Punch is a jolly good fellow. He's dressed all purple and yellow. And if once in a while he gets mellow, it's only with intimate friends. Toby? Come up here. Ah, Toby, you're Mr. Scaramucci's nice dog. Nice dog. Oh, Toby, you wouldn't treat me that way, would you? Toby. Nice Toby. Toby, let go of my nose. You're hitting my nose, my beautiful nose. Oh, Toby! Toby, let go of my nose. Toby, oh, my poor nose, my aristocratic nose, my beautiful nose. I think that wretched dog has spoiled that, my beautiful nose. That's Mr. Scaramucci's dog. Now, Mr. Scaramucci, where are you? Mr. Punch is nevertheless, Mr. Punch is a jolly good fellow. Mr. Punch, what have you been doing to my dog? Mr. Scaramouche, what has your dog been doing to my beautiful nose? Well, I'll tell you what. Mrs. Scaramouche, out. Ah, that does for Mrs. Scaramouche. Mr. Punch is a jolly good fellow. He's dressed in purple and yellow. And if once in a while he gets mellow, it's only with intimate friends. Judy, my love, come up and see me. Judy? Where are you, Judy? Ah, there's my dear Judy. How do you do, Judy? How do you do, Judy? Where is our dear little baby? Won't you go down and get her? Ah, my beautiful baby. Yes, Mr. Punch, I'll go down and get the dear little baby. Right. Oh, there's the little darling. What a beautiful baby he is. May I hold him, Judy? Yes, thank you. Ah, what a beautiful baby. Oh, what a beautiful baby. Still, baby. Why, baby, what's the matter? Keep still. Oh, baby, you're a nasty baby. Stop crying. Have you got a stomachache, baby? What's the matter? What a nasty baby you are. I'll fix you. I'll keep you quiet. There. Ha, 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 ha. That'll keep you quiet, baby. Mr. Punch is a jolly good fellow. He's dressed all in purple and yellow. And if once in a while he gets mellow, it's only with intimate friends. Mr. Punch, what did you do with my beautiful baby? Oh, where is the beautiful baby? Well, Judy, he cried so much, I had to take care of him, so there he is down there. And now he isn't crying anymore. Mr. Punch, you're a wicked man. You're a wicked man to throw our baby out the window. Take that. Oh, take that. I'll pick you, Judy. Judy. Punch is a jolly good fellow. He's dressed all in purple and yellow. And if once in a while he gets no, it's only with intimate friends. Now, who's coming? Now, who's coming? Oh, hello, Doctor. How are you? Glad to see you. Mr. Punch, I heard somebody was sick here. The baby was sick. Oh, no, Doctor. The baby's not sick. The baby's very, very quiet now. Yes, Mr. Punch, I'm afraid you're a very bad man. You've thrown the baby out the window. I think I'll have to get some medicine for you. Mr. Punch, that's good medicine for you. Doctor, I don't like your medicine. I will give you some of your medicine myself, because doctors never like their own medicine. Here, Doctor, how do you like that medicine? Mr. Punch is a jolly good fellow. He's dressed all in purple and yellow. And if once in a while he gets mellow, it's only in with intimate friends. Mr. Punch, I'm the policeman. Oh, Mr. Policeman, good morning. How are you? I'm fairly glad to see you. Don't try and shake hands with me, Mr. Punch. I've come to take you to prison. You've thrown your baby out the window. You've thrown your wife out the window and you killed the doctor. So you must come to prison. Well, Mr. Policeman, just give me a minute to get ready. I'll be with you in just a minute. Now, Mr. Policeman, I'm ready to go to prison. But before we go to prison, I think I'd better tell you who I am. There, take that. Now, Mr. Policeman. How do you like that, Mr. Policeman? There you are, Mr. Policeman. Mr. Punch is a jolly good fellow. He's dressed all in purple and yellow. And if once in a while he gets mellow, it's only with intimate friends. Now who's coming? Ah. And who are you, sir? I am the hangman. I'm Jack Ketch, the hangman, and I've come to hang you because you have killed three people, and therefore you shall hang. I hope you understand that, do you? Well, Mr. Ketch, I don't know whether I want to be hung this morning, but let's discuss it. Mr. Punch, we won't discuss it at all. I have my gibbet right here. You see, and all you have to do is just to put your neck in the noose, and then you get hung for all your evil, evil things you've done. And so you should. You mean that, Mr. Hangman? I put my noose in that, my head in that. You mean here? No, you stupid. Right in the noose. Oh, you mean like this? Not at all. Well, you show me, Mr. Hangman. You show me how it's done. Very well. I'll show you. You see, you just put it in like this. Ah, I see. Yes. Goodbye, Mr. Ketch. Who got hung that time? Now, who's coming? I hear somebody coming up the stairs. Who are you? about you do you think I am? I've come to take you in this very cold weather to a very warm spot where you will be nice and warm and you'll pay the penalty for all your sins. I don't want to go to any spot. I like this cold weather. Oh, you're the devil, are you? Yes. Well, just wait a minute till I get ready to go. All right, Mr. Devil. But before I go, I just have something I want to tell you. There you are, Mr. Devil. There you are. That finishes you. Mr. Jump Punch is a jolly good fellow. He's dressed all in purple and yellow. But once in a while he gets... No, it's only among intimate friends. What's that noise?